Yes, sir. What is good, y'all? We is back once again. It's the first of the month. You know what that means. It's Mo Sports TV. I'm here with Matt Chi and Big Ed.
Yes, sir.
You already know what time it is. We're going to go over the NFL trade deadline. A lot of movement today, a whole lot of movement. And we're just going to talk about that for by itself for a while. And then we're going to recap NFL Week 8. We're going to recap the what's up, I-Man? What's good, baby? We're going to recap the NBA Week 2. And we'll go over some World Series stuff, too. What's good? What's good? What's up? What's up, Raheem? You know what time it is, man. You know what time it is, man. Chubb, you already know what time it is. Nick Chubb is a beast.
Nick Chubb.
Ed is in the building. Ed is back. Ed is back, y'all.
Already talking about Bradley Chubb.
They say hurry up so we can recap. Who is that? Dimitri? Is that Dimitri?
Sheesh.
He already talking about bitch this, bitch that. I already know that's Dimitri's talking about bitch this.
Yeah, that's Ernest talking about Bradley Chubb to his Dolphins.
Oh, Bradley Chubb to the Dolphins. What's up, E? What's up, Ernest? What's good, baby? Missed your big dog. Missed your big dog. I'm about to add everybody in this bitch, too. Let's see if it works. Let's see if it works. I doubt it does.
Is it everybody or everyone?
Oh, I put everybody. It's everyone. Everyone. Ooh, let's see if it works. All right, yeah. Am I really that lucky? Am I really scared of a big old bad Meech and the Eagles? I'm not scared of y'all. I'm not worried about the Eagles. Cool. Congrats. Congratulations, my boy. All right, so a lot of movement today in the NFL. Matt already just told me, yes, I mean, everybody like, comment, and subscribe because there's 60 fucking viewers in the chat. Everyone work. You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV. We up. We live. 103 in the chat. Come on, stop playing with me. Say what's up in the chat if you fucking with us. We here. It's live. You know what time it is, baby. But
yeah.
A lot of movement today, man. We could talk about Bradley Chubb to Miami. Yeah, that's the first thing we're going to talk about.
This is crazy because that defensive line is already pretty nasty. So this move, does it put them over the edge in terms of being a Super Bowl contender? I don't know. What do y'all think? I don't know.
I mean, no, not yet. I mean, they're there. What up, Jordan? What's good, baby? I don't know yet. I mean, they gave up Chase Edmonds, right? And they gave up a second rounder or first. They gave up a first.
It was a first round pick.
It was the 49ers first round pick.
The 49ers former first round pick. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's tough. I mean, GM is definitely saying fuck them picks. You ain't lying.
That's a fact.
You ain't lying on that. And yeah, man, I could definitely see Miami making some real noise now that everybody's healthy.
I mean, but that goes through the Bills. The AFC runs through Buffalo right now.
AFC East, you still gonna have to go through the Bills at the end of the day. I mean, they beat them though. They already beat them once this year. I think it's the Bills' only loss. What's good, baby? What's up? Oh, man, the chat is on fire, man. Hey, I appreciate all y'all for pulling up, man. Make sure y'all follow, like, and subscribe to everything, every fucking platform that we got, man, if you're really fucking with Mo Sports. But,
yeah, the Dolphins, shit, man. Really, they plug in. Obviously, Chase Edmonds is out. He was kind of stalling the offense a little bit. They plug in Jeff Wilson Jr. now from the 49ers, and then they add Bradley Chubb to the defense. I don't know. I like it a lot.
They're tough. We'll see what happens. Tua has to stay healthy. Obviously, that's a big factor in all this, is Tua.
Yeah.
But he's proven me wrong since the offseason. I've said Tua was a bum. He can't throw far. This down the third. But he's been getting the ball to his guys. Waddle has been taken another step up.
If y'all got Waddle in fantasy,
ooh,
he won you this week probably. I mean, he goes crazy. He explodes.
Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill. He hasn't changed one bit since Kansas City. They got a squad, man. And adding on, also, they just got Jeff Wilson Jr. in the trade today. That's going to add some running back depth to the to the already Mostert that they got back there.
If he could stay healthy, I mean, Mostert's a great running back. It's just his health is always a question. Horrible. So you got to get a backup for him. I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous how it is high ankle sprains just every season, it seems like.
But, usually is a knee. It's not his ankle.
All right,
no,
so. I mean,
last year was high ankle sprain with the 49ers, no?
Of course it's knee.
He's had history of high ankle. He gets splits.
All right, so let's go on to another trade.
I mean, the most players traded in NFL history at the deadline today.
This is the most players ever traded in NFL history at the deadline. It was active as fuck. And the Giants ain't do shit, but we're going to get back on that. We're going to get back on that. What happened yesterday, though? Roquan Smith to the Ravens. That was a nice move for Baltimore.
I don't like it. Because, bro,
Why don't you like it?
I don't like it because of this. They need a fucking receiver.
I mean,
they need a receiver, bro.
They don't care about receivers, though. They'll never get a receiver.
I don't understand.
They will never, ever get a receiver. As long as Lamar Jackson is there, they're not going to prioritize wide receivers.
I mean, anytime Harbaugh is coaching that team, they run the least amount of three wide receiver sets in the league, bro. It's nasty.
Yo, Nicky's is violating. He said, "Was talking about them bum ass Giants that lost to the Seahawks." No, we're gonna talk the trade deadline first, and then we gonna get into the recap. Another interesting trade: Calvin Ridley to the Jags for a third and a fifth rounder. This is a move that I'm kind of upset the Giants didn't make right here, because if we're really gonna punt on the wide receiver position, and we're not gonna address the wide receiver position to the offseason, this could have been a great move to have the wide receiver of the future, the number one for Daniel Jones or whomever our quarterback is next year. So, like, I don't know. This is a very good move for the Jags, I feel like, period, bro.
The Jags are trying to build for the future. And, I mean, it's kind of funny because Calvin Ridley got suspended for his gambling issue, you know, betting on football. And he actually bet on the Falcons to beat the Jags last season.
Is it?
And then gets traded to the Jags. I mean, you as a player under contract, it's just you're not.
I just don't get it. I think it's stupid.
I mean, I don't know. You shouldn't be able to bet against your team, but I guess if you're betting like, yeah, we're gonna win, which Calvin Ridley was doing, I could see the argument there.
I like the move for the Jags. I think it's gonna be very interesting next year. Trevor Lawrence, Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley.
I mean,
ETN.
Yeah, they got a decent.
They got Evan Ingram.
God, this is a sick Negro.
All right. Hawkinson to the Vikings. That was another great move. I think that might have been the move of the trade deadline for me. Like that really put the Vikings offense to a whole nother level once again. I thought they were already damn near unstoppable, but adding a tight end like TJ Hawkinson, when they were really successful last year, they had Rudolph going crazy. I feel like Hawkinson is an upgrade over Rudolph. He's faster than Rudolph. He has just as better hands as Rudolph. He can block like Rudolph.
I mean, they kind of
great move. Great fucking move. He's going to be wide open. If anybody is in fantasy and has TJ Hawkinson, you better start that man right fucking now. You are up something crazy, bro. I can't lie.
They gave the position to Irv Smith, and then he really kind of didn't pan out.
He was a bum, bro. It was weird.
I don't know. He has such good potential. Like, he's such an athlete, but it's just, it's whack to see how bad he's been for them. But, I mean, good for them.
Just as a fan of the offense, I don't think.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but it's good for them now that they're kind of seeing and taking advantage of, like, hey, this is our window to win. Aaron Rodgers is, you know, taking a step back, popping his perks.
And Irv Smith is out, so I guess that's a good reason as to why.
Exactly. They jumped on that. The news got broke this morning, and then they made
they did not play around.
How far do they make it in the playoffs?
Shit, bro, that division.
As long as they got Kirk Cousins, they're not making it far. I'm letting you know right now.
And the NFC is garbage, though. This is the whole thing. The NFC is garbage.
When I tell you about Kirk Cousins, though, primetime games, he
shits his pants. We know. It's bad, bro. It's nasty. And all playoff games, obviously, are primetime. So I don't know. It's just, it is a little concerning because it's just how far can
last time they were in the playoffs, they scored like 3 points.
They need to go into the playoffs with Dalvin Cook fully healthy, everybody fully healthy. I mean, right now they're getting Dalvin Cook the ball and Alexander Mattison, and that's how they're really doing damage. So I don't know. I like what they got going on right now. And if the defense could hold up, I don't know. I think they can make an okay run. The NFC is just like,
I think they can at least make it to the second round, at least bare minimum. I don't know about no NFC championship game. I don't know about all that now, but I will say, they could definitely make it to the divisional round bare minimum.
Is there?
They might just get a bye. You don't know.
Is there a proven team?
They're 6-1.
Is there a proven playoff team
7-1
in the NFC right now?
Huh?
Is there a proven playoff team in the NFC right now?
Nah, not really.
Look, no, I would say
it's wide open.
It's a wide open conference. Obviously, the Eagles are in first. Hey, Jordan. Eat a Frank, bro. If you don't like, if I tagged you, get out. Get out the group. Get out. I'm just playing. All respect, all love. But I'm still going to tag you.
Corey, I'm still going to tag you. Can really leave.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tag whoever I want, when I want, how I want. And that's because guess what? This is most sports and this is how we do shit.
We appreciate the support.
But we love everybody in the support. I love all the support, though. I really do. I appreciate everybody in the chat right now. All 52 of y'all, for real. But
what's another?
Get him out of there. You hear me? You hear me, Dewan? You hear me? Get him out. I don't care. I'm going to tag who I want. But
what are teams that should have made moves at the deadline that just kind of sat on their hands?
Giants.
Who do we think? I mean, the Giants, sure.
That's a big, really that's a go, big one. I think I should have tried to get a receiver.
Because
I think,
they've said previously that they're not willing to mortgage receiver, the future. Bro. I mean, that yeah, I but do you want to trade for Brandon Cooks and then have a $19 million cap you hit next season?
You the fuck is suggesting it like 2 days ago? What are you talking about?
Until
now?
I realized all of a sudden next year he's making 19 million.
Until you realize you're not getting nobody.
Bro, I don't want to pay 19 million next year.
Be positive, bro.
I don't want to pay look, 19 million look, next year.
Corey, how do you feel?
I feel like
realistic.
All right. I'm gonna be realistic. I wanted the Giants to do something. But once I found out Brandon Cooks was getting paid $18 million next year, I found this out 3 days ago. So I'm like, we're not going to get Cooks. Judy, the Broncos are trying to fleece us for, no, not even a third. They want a second. They want a second for Judy. Judy's not worth a second. That's not happening. I'm sorry. The Giants' plan all along this whole time is obviously the long term. We can't give up assets. We can't do this. We can't do that for a wide receiver that's not going to absolutely change everything at that time. Like A.J. Brown, for example, for the Eagles, changed everything. Stephon, you know what I'm saying? Right. Stephon Diggs changed everything. Brandon Cooks is not going to change everything. Jerry Jeudy is not going to change everything. Chase Claypool, by the way, the Steelers, shout out to the Steelers for fleecing the fuck out of the Bears, by the way. Because the Bears got fleeced the fuck down for a second pick for Chase Claypool. Not worth it. Like very, very poverty
they're
organization
Bears
over there.
Bears are down there with the Texans for sure.
It's
terms
bad,
of
bro.
NFL franchises. The Jags are trying to get up out the mud. I respect it. But yeah,
who's trying to get up out the mud?
The Jags.
Oh, the
they're
Jags,
they're
yeah,
attempting. You know, this move for Calvin Ridley was trying to build around Trevor Lawrence
market,
in the future.
So.
But yeah, I don't know.
The Jags at least tried. The Bears, they got Ryan Poles as their GM, thinking like shit was gonna get sweeter, shit was gonna get better. They were going to do this. They were going to do that. They arguably just got worse. They got worse with Ryan Poles at GM. I don't know what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the Bears. It's looking real bad.
I thought it was really interesting. Chase Claypool's average depth of target, right? So how far out on the field he is when his quarterback is targeting him is 11.7 yards. I don't know if Justin Fields can consistently throw the ball that far. We don't see him ever throw the ball that
Justin
far.
Justin Fields. It's dog shit.
He's bad.
I don't think
Tom
is bad.
Tom, bro, Judy for a second, bro. No, there's no way I would have did that, bro. There's no way. There's no way. Judy's not worth a second, bro. He's worth a fifth. He's worth a fifth rounder. That boy gets hurt a lot, man. A lot.
He's coming off an ACL tear. Like,
a lot.
God. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, talent. Joe Shane said he likes a lot of the talent in this coming draft in terms of wide receivers. So
we're going to get a first round.
Who said Claypool's the best wide receiver? No, I think it's that other dude. Who's that other dude? Moody, whatever his name is?
Darnell Mooney?
Yeah, Darnell Mooney's way better than Claypool.
And honestly, Darnell Mooney might see more fantasy production now that he's going to be running shorter routes.
I feel like they're on the same tier, damn near. I don't know, but... Claypool is not no second round talent.
I thought he tore his
Claypool is not a second round talent. Nah, he hurt his shit in the Giants game fucking last year. But like you said, the Giants, we're gonna get a first round wide receiver. We have over 60 million plus in cap space going into the offseason. That if we would have traded for Cooks, that would have turned into 42 real quick, right?
You don't want to.
So like
one third of that out the way.
We're already paying fucking Kenny Golladay 19 a year, or more than that. I feel like I think we're paying him more than 19 a year.
Why is he not on the field right now? Is he hurt? Like, is it?
I feel like they're giving him the Tony treatment. Exactly. I feel like the Giants are giving Golladay the Tony treatment. They're not even trying to pay this motherfucker. I mean, play him, and they were trying to trade him. Obviously, nobody wanted him, but I guess he's got to come back.
No team wanted to take a flyer on that, I guess, because of the contract.
The contract, all day long. But here's the thing that I saw today.
That is true.
This is the thing I saw today from the Score, is that Joe Shane said that he's going to talk to Odell once he's healthy. So that could very well be a possibility for the Giants.
Odell's just using the Giants on social media.
Yeah, but the GM, this is the first time the GM actually came out and said, I'm going to speak to Odell once he's healthy. And it's an option that we're going to take.
Cool.
So we'll see what happens. And if we don't take him, fine, whatever.
Two games in, he's going to tear his ACL.
I mean, two ACL tears? That's
two, bro. That's crazy.
This shit's made out of turkey bacon in there. Like, that's
turkey bacon.
I think it was on the opposite leg. Like, it's one or another.
That was the same one.
Same one?
Twice. Done. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you're telling me he's not, like, I don't know. Done. You're telling me he's not favoring that even a little bit? Like, you saw that clip of J.K. Dobbins where he kind of, like, limped gingerly, and then I had sent that to Jameer, and he was like, nah, bro, he's fine. He's going to get a full workload. And then all of a sudden, he's out because he has knee soreness. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that same type of thing happens with Odell. Like, it is serious conditioning and stuff that goes into that. And after two ACL tears, bro,
it's hard to come back from it.
That's tough.
So... All right, so Andy said that OBJ is going to be a Bill, but you know who else just became a Bill is Nyheim Himes. Is that going to make a difference for the Bills at all? I feel like it's still very crowded
out of the backfield. I really think that that could add some dynamic of like some more checkdowns and not to, you know, Singletary. If Singletary gets the ball and he's like, he just runs it into the ground. I think Nyheim Himes adds a little more versatility, but I don't know. I was always the James Cook guy. I preferred him to get some more reps over anybody in that backfield.
Thank you, Andy. I was impressed with that transition. I can't lie. That was a pretty good transition. I'm getting better as a host, ain't I? But that's enough for the NFL trade recap. It was a lit trade deadline. I can't lie. I hope they have more trade deadlines like this. Let's go into the NFL recap. Everything that happened over the past Sunday and Monday.
All right, let's get it out the way.
We're going to get it out the way.
The New York Giants fell to the Seattle Seahawks.
An ass grabber.
Who got two tickets for me this Friday? Hold on. Not you. Hit my inbox, bro. You know I'm trying to get tickets, bro. You know I'm trying to get tickets to that Knicks Sixers game. Stop playing with me, bro. But, all right, let's talk about Giants and all right.
The
booty gripper beat us. All right, he got us. He played a well game. Seattle defense played a great game, but the real reason and truly reason that we lost this fucking game
is because
Richie fucking Shames is a fucking butterfingered bitch. What's the muff? Two fucking punts. Two in the goal line, bro. It's 75% his fault. 75%. 75.
I give him 50 for y'all.
Now, I'm not going to lie. The same thing can be said about Tyler Lockett dropping the ball, you know, and fumbling it at the 2-yard line for us. So I understand.
129 yards from y'all starting quarterback.
Listen, bro.
Bro, why do you keep on bringing up passing yards when it comes to Daniel Jones, bro? Stop doing that, bro.
He's not it.
What he's supposed to do, bro.
He's not supposed to throw the ball as a quarterback?
He doesn't even throw the ball past 20 yards because he's not allowed to, bro. Daboll tells him what to do. He plays as a game manager, and he plays the right thing.
Yards in the first half.
I'm supposed to be upset. All right. Too, bro. Like, I don't know.
Fucking Richie James sucks, bro. That's why we lost. We didn't lose because of Daniel Jones. We didn't lose because of Daniel Jones. Yeah. Stop it, bro. Stop it.
There was a lot of passing yards left on the field, especially as well.
Mad drop passes.
It's crazy.
Mad drop passes.
The Giants were winning so many close games, they were bound to lose one of them. Like, it was just inevitable. They weren't going to... What, you thought they were going
to... I'm just laughing, bro. I'm letting y'all bet. Let y'all team, bro.
I mean, I didn't expect them to go 6-2.
Bro, here's the whole... Right, here's the whole thing. And you laughing. Oh, he's not it. We're 6-2, motherfucker. Period, bro. Shut your mouth. We are 6-2. Your team is not. Your team is not. Jimmy G isn't 6-2. I know that. I know Jimmy G. Okay, that sounds good. Sounds great, bro. We'll see.
You don't think so?
We'll see.
You don't think a healthy Niners team is scared?
Y'all niggas is violated in the chat. You know?
Fuck you, Meech. Go to work and fucking drop backpacks by the fucking backseat, fucking loser. But
I mean, there just wasn't
how are we being biased, Taji? All right, Taji. How are we being biased though? The Giants are 6-2. We're 6-2. If the Eagles weren't 7-0, y'all niggas, there would be so much less shit talk. If the 1 year the Giants are 6-2, the Eagles are 7-0. And that, like, okay, cool. Like, you guys are doing great. But, like, we're not being biased. The Giants are 6-2. We are a great football team. I don't give a fuck what y'all are talking about, bro. One loss to the fucking Seahawks on the road in the hardest place to play on the road, period. That's not a bad loss, period. I don't give a fuck what y'all are talking about, bro. We're still here. We're still rocking. We're going into the bye week. We play the Texans after that. We play the Washington Commanders after that. Easy. Okay, we're going to be 8-2 going into Philly. Not even Philly. We play a couple of teams before y'all. But we looking all right, bro. We're looking all right. I'm not worried about this loss. You can't what did you guys expect us to go? 16-1? Did y'all expect us to go 16-1?
I truly appreciate that. You guys are high on the Giants.
You guys are making fun of us cuz we're not going 16-1 this season.
Giants are that good.
Thank you so much, guys.
Brian Daboll, thank you. The needle that
thank
much.
You. I appreciate y'all. I really do appreciate y'all.
Incredible. Woo! Incredible. Brian Daboll, just a mastermind.
I love him. Daboll, baby. All right, let's talk about the Vikings Cardinals game. What's good with the Cardinals, bro? Them boys is done or what?
The new COD came out.
He didn't have a bad game, actually.
The new COD did come out, though.
The new COD came out and he lost. The legend lives on.
It does.
The legends live on.
Eagles do have a weak-ass schedule.
Okay, so I want to actually address the weak-ass schedules in the NFC East, okay? I saw a post today in the group, okay? You want to know what the number 1, 3, and 12 teams are for best opponent records right now through week 8. Number 1, Commanders. Number 3, the Giants. Number 12, the Eagles. Two of the top three hardest schedules so far this season. Yes, that's right. According to opponent records, the Giants have the third hardest schedule right now in the fucking NFL. And the Eagles have the 12th. Mm-hmm. No, it's just the facts. I'm not here to fucking. Hey, numbers, don't kill the messenger.
Numbers don't lie.
Don't kill the messenger.
The Giants'
opponent record right now is 39-26-2, number 3 in the NFL. So I don't want to hear that weak schedule shit no more. I don't want to hear that shit no more. That shit is irrelevant to me now. I don't care about that shit. The NFC East is just the best division in the NFL, period. That's it. We got the best teams. The NFL is wild mid this year. I'm sorry, guys. The NFL is wildly mid. Besides the Chiefs, besides the Bills, okay, besides the Eagles.
And the Giants.
Maybe the Giants. And the Vikings, and maybe I'll give you the Niners if the Dolphins, maybe. The shit is mid as fuck. The NFL is mid as fuck. The total points scored this season is so down, it's crazy. It is so down, it's crazy. There's a lot of bad football being played right now in the NFL, and y'all are not peeping this shit out, bro. There's a lot of parity this year in the NFL. There's a lot of even records in the NFL. A lot of the teams, there's no overpowered teams this year except for the Chiefs and the Bills. That's a whole different tier. Other than that, it's wide open, bro. So to sit up here and call the NFC East schedules weak when they have the top three of the top 12 hardest opponent records right now, it's not a good conversation. It's not a good point anymore. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. And you I don't like sticking up for the Eagles.
It's in the group.
It's in the group. I swear to God. Somebody can I swear to God. Okay. Justin Mealheim. Go type in Justin Mealheim. He's the one who posted it. The Giants. I
Eagles fan.
But what made me look is the Eagles Giants had the third.
It himself. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's all I'm saying.
Bro, all right. I'll get the Titans their flowers. Cool. They're 5-2. But guess what? Who beat them? Who beat them? The New York Giants did. All right. But, yeah, bro, I don't want to hear that weak schedule shit no more, bro. You play who your schedule is. The NFC East is the best division, and I don't like giving the Eagles props. I don't like giving them this, that, and the third, but it's just the truth, y'all.
So y'all division is the?
The best.
The best.
The best.
The best. NFC
yes.
East.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
No, but I.
Who is? Who's got the best division?
Well, I'm not.
Who's got the best division?
Who's got a better division?
You can't argue it because
it's false.
It's not.
Just straight up.
It's not the NFC West.
Yeah.
I said it was the NFC West.
Then who is?
It's not the AFC West.
Okay.
And those are the top two. So you let me know.
15 teams under 500 right now. It's a great point. Exactly. It's a lot. Teams stink. It's very top.
So y'all should... So... The Giants and the Eagles should dominate in the playoffs this year.
See, now you're trying to bait me into a take.
This is the Eagle. This is the Ed way. This is what Ed likes to do, y'all. This is what Ed likes to do. He likes to put words in niggas' mouths.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm asking you a question. I'm saying if y'all the best, like y'all saying, y'all should do
the best division.
So y'all should do totally fine in the playoffs, right?
It depends who we play.
All I'm saying
if we play,
is I wouldn't be surprised.
If we got to play the Eagles, if we got to play the Cowboys first round, we're going to have a little bit of trouble. If we got to play the Niners, we might have a little bit of trouble. We might have a little. Look.
But y'all the best, though. So you shouldn't be worried.
Look, the Giants, like I said, I still think the Giants are a year away. But I still think we're a great football team.
Nah.
I think we're a year away from being Super Bowl contenders.
Just be confident in your team, bro.
I am confident in my team. Not. They're a great football team. They'll make the playoffs this year.
I think an NFC. I wouldn't be surprised.
They'll be 12-5 or better this year. That's confidence when I say that.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Super Bowl team from the NFC came from the NFC East. That wouldn't shock me. I don't know if that is good enough for you.
What you say?
I wouldn't be surprised if the Super Bowl representative of the NFC came from the NFC East.
No. Oh, yeah, the NFC, yeah.
No.
I think it's the Chiefs or the Bills that win it no matter what.
Playoffs are different, bro. No,
it's a different ball game.
It's a different ball game. Nope.
Yeah, because you know
this motherfucker got Christian McCaffrey, and now he thinks he could talk again. This motherfucker. Let me tell you about Ed in the group chat on Sunday. Hey guys, I think I can finally admit my team is not it. You talk about my team is not confident.
I said
you said I wasn't confident.
I said we're mid because we're not healthy, right?
Ed, no, you never said that. You stop never said that. You never fucking said that, Ed. No, the fuck you didn't. No, the fuck you didn't.
That's on you. Because you want to be a fucking weirdo because you're not confident in your team. That's on you, bro.
He said, yo, I finally admit the Niners are not good, bro. They're not good. Exactly. And then Christian McCaffrey did a fucking cycle of touchdowns. And then all of a sudden,
it
went right back to regular fucking Schmegler Ed.
So
I'm good. No, I don't want to hear the fucking I'm not confident about my team shit when you go in the fucking group chat and say all this goofy shit about your team.
At the beginning of the year, didn't you say you was a Chargers fan, though?
I'm not a Chargers fan.
I'm not a Giants fan no more. I am a
Chargers fan.
You make no – shut the fuck up, bro. You just be talking.
Go Bolts! fuck out of here.
They suck. They're bad. They suck.
They're real life bad this year. Hackett's got to go.
It's fine. The Chargers looking all right. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Looking all right. They suck.
A lot of teams in the NFL suck, bro.
Bro, the Chargers suck.
A lot of teams in the NFL.
Chargers fucking suck.
They don't suck. All right. They don't suck.
They suck, Matt.
They're pretty bad, honestly. All they're right. not. They're not argue, what anybody expected.
Guy. All the way on the left, I'm not arguing with that dude no more.
Go Chargers, go!
Go Chargers, go! That's great.
You suck, bro. Oh man, this is a good pod, man. Yo, shout out to all 40 of y'all still in the chat, man. 30 minutes later, man. I fuck with y'all niggas, man. For real, bro. This is the love that we need every week, man, for real, because this is fun. This is fun, bro. All right, Bills Packers.
Aaron Rodgers, man. What's
Is it the ayahuasca, bro? Yeah, it might after this contract, he going to get his bread. He just re-signed a big contract, so he going to get his bread, but this contract is it for him. I'm going to tell you that right now. This contract is IT. He's not going anywhere after this contract. He should have. Let me fly out and join. Who's that? Who wants to fly out and join, man? Marvin Bird III. You can always fly out and join. And hey, bro, we need you as an assistant producer, Marvin Bird III. Marvin Bird III. Make sure you come. Oh yeah, and you work for Southwest. You could definitely pull up whenever you want, brother. But
Jameer was trying to call me out for saying the Ravens were bad. I'm still not impressed by.
I'm definitely not impressed by the Ravens yet. Definitely not.
Damn.
I don't know how my southern accent came out of nowhere, but
Rodgers might be washed. Yeah. It's getting to that point where Aaron Rodgers is definitely questionable. Definitely extremely suspect in terms of his age, his play. I mean, all the above is just really rough for the Packers right now.
The Packers ain't it. They're not it. I thought Rodgers was going to have another chip on his shoulder and like go crazy again.
Davante Adams, I mean, not that he's the Raiders are doing anything, but he definitely misses Devontae's connection desperately. Desperately.
How do we feel about the Ravens after the trade? I still think the Ravens, I do think that helped the Ravens D tremendously, but I don't think that's going to put y'all over the top. And I still think y'all going to have a lot of trouble winning that division, especially when Deshaun Watson comes back. Because the Browns won yesterday, beat the Bengals.
Browns offense is serious.
Woo! What's it? What week is it?
Eight.
About to be week nine?
Yeah, you got a month.
Uh-uh.
What is it, week?
You got 3 weeks. Well, you got less than a month.
Yeah, less than a month until Deshaun comes back.
3 weeks, week 12, he come back.
He's getting.
And it's right all now. Over for that AFC North. I'm going to tell you that right now. I hope that y'all played the Browns twice already, Ravens, because Deshaun come back, he going to smack the shit out y'all.
When was the last time he played?
I don't give a fuck. The last time he played, he threw for almost 5,000 yards, so I'm good. I'm cool.
Deshaun Watson is a top five quarterback when he's playing.
When he's playing, boy, people forgot about how good Deshaun Watson really is. Yo,
who are you taking over a fully healthy Deshaun Watson, aside from Mahomes and Josh Allen?
Maybe Lamar. Maybe not even though. I'm not taking Lamar over him because Deshaun Watson is the perfect combination of passer and thrower. I mean, I said passer and thrower.
What?
Thrower and runner. He could do it all, man, at an elite level. He could throw at an elite level and he could run at an elite level.
Yeah, this nigga has a play.
Bryce Harper,
I do
did
not
he
care.
Just go deep?
He hasn't played for 2 years, bro.
Bryce Harper went deep. Fuck the Phillies. Fuck them.
What is Watson one? I mean, geez, like, what are we expecting out of the guy when he was down in Houston? I don't know.
They said, ring that John, baby. Hey, shout out to the Phillies, man.
Making a run.
Hey, Risk was good. Hey, we got a viewer from Africa. Real talk. He's from Africa. That's a fact. He's in Africa right now watching, tuned in, bro.
Fire. I see Lamar, Josh
you're right,
Allen.
Pat. You're right, Pat. Josh Allen is the perfect combo of runner and thrower, too, as well. But Deshaun Watson can shake people out their fucking ankles, bro. It gets wicked. Yeah, bro.
What's with the Deshaun Watson hate?
There's no just. I'm just
people hate Deshaun Watson. Like I understand.
I
understand
on the field.
He just on creepy shit. But like, I'm not gonna discredit.
Talking about
his game, bro. We're not gonna sit up here and discredit his game, bro. I don't care.
We're not gonna act like he hasn't played for 2 years, though. He hasn't played for two years.
He's NFL ready, though. It's not like he's been hurt and like hasn't been practicing. I mean, he's been practicing the entire time. He's been working with NFL trainers and been healthy this entire time. He said he's healthy. He's got massages. He's nice and loose. Come on.
All the massage masseuses released the gastric acid that's been built
lactic
up over
acid,
the
acid, yeah.
Oh, they said the
gastric acid. Ugh. He's farting on him. Ugh. Sounds really nasty.
Nah, bro. I'm telling you, Taji. So listen, if you pull up the schedule, what team is gonna give the Eagles their first loss? I'm gonna tell you who this is gonna be, the Giants. We're splitting y'all, Bucko. Hope you're ready for that. But go Pats. Yeah, I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, that's
Jacoby Myers is a dog. I'll give you that. That boy's been snapping for me on fantasy. Shout out to Jacoby Myers.
I have Ramondre Stevenson, too.
Ramondre Stevenson been killing it on fantasy, too. Actually, the Patriots looking all right. I can't hold you. Ooh, the Titans giving the Eagles the first
loss.
That is
gonna be
that could
game.
Actually be a game.
Jordan Davis did just get hurt, so I
that's
don't know
a
how
game. Yo, Derrick Henry went off this week. He had 200. He had over 200 yards rushing.
Then again, the Texans allow 163 yards on the ground per game, which is statistically the most in the past decade.
What do y'all think Saquon Barkley is going to do to the Texans next
That's
week?
Disgusting,
not this
bro.
Week, but next week. What is Saquon going to do to the Texans?
125.
I'm thinking 150.
I'm thinking he's going to get
150 and two touchdowns
with 50 yards receiving, and he's going to have his best fantasy game of the season. Probably. I'm going to say that. I'll stand on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be at the game. I'm going to be at one of the games, Taji, for sure. We're going to one of the games. I'm going to the last game. I'm going to week 17. That's going to determine the division. Boxies, we're the Ant Minaj. Yo, Malik. Yo, the Titans is a new team with Malik Willis, bro. Hey.
Some different type of versatility.
Hey. They got that boy in there. He's not a slouch. He's not a slouch, y'all. He's not a slouch. Bradley Chubb.
This guy's riding high right now.
Oh, man. Oh, you and Ja going to the Deshaun home opener versus the Ravens? Mm. Ooh, that's when he comes back versus the Ravens? I forgot about that. That's going to be a good one. All right. I think that's it for NFL, man.
Yeah.
I think that's it for NFL. Anybody got questions for NFL? Y'all got any questions before we go to NBA? What's up? Henry best back in the league? I don't know about that. He's got some comp this year. But he played like the best running back in the league this week.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb is a fucking dog. He was a fucking dog last night, too. Let's see. Oh, it's versus Texas. Nah. Raiders stink. Yeah, we know this. All right, let's move on to NBA.
All right, let's
Steve
talk.
Nash.
I was going to say, these Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets. It's looking crazy for the Nets right now. They just fired Steve Nash. Obviously, Steve Nash was not it. He was a very horrible coach. He was picked by KD and Kyrie because he was just going to be a yes man. And it backfired so badly on them. They need somebody that can actually control the team and not going to let Kyrie and KD walk all over the fucking team. So
you want to hear my hot take real quick? I think that they already had a plan. Once they found out the Celtics were getting rid of Ime, they already had a plan in place that they wanted him as their head coach. But firing Steve Nash at the end of the summer and right before the season would have made it seem entirely like Kevin Durant made that move, like, entirely. They just have no, like, reins on the organization, and I think that they already had a deal in place, so now they're just using this, you know, bad record as a scapegoat to get Steve Nash out of there and then bring in Ime Udoka. So, I don't know.
I think that Ime Udoka is a very good move for the Nets and is a very good step in the positive direction for the Nets.
Morally, though, like, what? They just
I mean, the Nets don't care about personality, obviously, when it comes to bringing people into the organization. People that have left their teams multiple times, they love that, obviously. They love that shit. People that just quit midseason, they love that shit. People that take load management and take off half a year, they love that shit. They love guys that fuck their superiors. Maybe they're cucks. Who knows? Maybe the Nets are cucks, and that's why they got Ime.
And they're interested in Josh Primo now? Huh. Interesting developments.
They're interested in Primo, and Primo is a head case too, right? What did Primo do, right?
I'm kidding, but Primo did just send unsolicited pictures of his genitals to Spurs, you know, female workers. So,
yeah. Freaky deaky Ime. Yeah. I don't know. Let's see what Ime can do for the Nets. Hopefully he could get that team back together and like locked
Hopefully
in.
Hopefully not. Because rest and piss. Honestly, I don't care about the like. Honestly, I hope that they don't succeed. Like I hope all this Kyrie backlash stuff just keeps go. Like I'm a Knicks fan. Like
I stand with Kyrie, so that's why I'm hoping I'm rocking with that. But that's a whole nother ball game. But other than that, yeah, fuck the Nets. I'm pissed that they left New Jersey. They had the worst ticket sales in the NBA with a with top 10 talents on their team, two of them. Fuck them. We ball. You should have stayed in New Jersey. I don't know why you listen to Jay-Z, dumbass. I don't know what the fuck y'all were thinking with that. But
they took that lunch with Jay-Z. That was
They took the dinner with Jay-Z over the M's. So I don't know. What's going on with the Cavs? I try to tell y'all boys the Cavs are fucking tough.
I mean,
I try to tell y'all that they're gonna be a top three seed in the East.
They've been on the come up for a minute now.
I try to tell y'all, y'all didn't want to listen to me.
Matt,
now here we are.
They weren't gonna not do anything this year. Not remember saying that.
I said that they were. Gonna
I didn't
be
say
a
that. I said
five.
The Cavs.
Your name Matt Corey. God damn.
I said they were gonna be a 4-5 seed. Bitch. Which I mean, it's only like two. It's a week into the
Bro,
season.
Bro, that pussy
so.
Donovan Mitchell is fucking hooping.
I mean, yeah, but he's streaky. So
he
like,
fucking
we'll see.
Killed the Knicks, bro. He killed the Knicks, bro.
He's a shooter.
Wasn't
streaky. I know, so it's,
he wasn't streaky when he played us.
He hasn't been streaky this year at all. He's been
it's
night
been
in,
week.
Night out. It's been 2 weeks. It's been night in, night out, 30 or better every night.
The Cavs are good, but I'm just saying, like, we're not going to, like, so the Blazers sitting at, you know, first in the West, we're going to take that and say
Blazers.
That, you know.
Don't compare them to the Blazers.
But because of the first 2 weeks, I'm supposed to believe that the Cavs are as a whole.
But they were nice last year. What are you talking about? The Blazers fucking sucked last year.
What seed was the Cavs last year?
Cavs were like
six,
five.
Team, I want to say.
Six or
five or four? So it's not that crazy for me to say that they're going to be the three seed this year.
I don't think they were that
With Philly going down the way they've been going down. I said,
they're fucking cooked. They're done.
They're so cooked.
Let's talk about Philly.
They're about to blow that up. That team's about to get blown up.
I don't think it's going to get, well, I don't know about blow up, but they made the wrong move by getting Harden. I don't care. Like I said, they should have traded with the Kings. They should have got Halliburton, Barnes, and Bagley and three first rounders. They would have been set. Fucking set. No. Daryl Morey.
By the way.
Huh?
Cavs were the 8 seed.
Cavs were the A seed?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They beat the Nets in the play-in.
Yeah. Well, now they're going to be third. They were 6. They're saying they were the 6 seed.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know about no 8 seed. That's
I got right here. For Google. NBA.com. 2022 play-in tournament schedule.
Toronto was 5. Sixers were 4. Yeah, I guess the Cavs were 8 seed. I definitely do remember
this
them
the
in the play-in.
The Bulls at 6. And then the Nets, 7. Cavs 8, Hawks
okay.
9.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that. The Portland Trailblazers. Let's talk about them, man. Because the Portland Trailblazers.
Shannon Sharp.
I think
nasty.
They're healthy. They're healthy. They got their guy. Their rookie is good.
Shannon Sharp. Yeah. Anthony Simons is hit. Like,
Simons
nasty.
Is a dog.
Nurkic is playing well. I mean,
it's all about health for the Blazers, man.
No, somebody's going to get hurt on their teams.
It's all about health.
Jeremy Grant, too.
Now, that's an underrated acquisition for Portland was Jeremy Grant because he's Mr. Do-It-All. He could do a little bit of everything, and it's showing. They needed a 4 real bad in Portland for the longest time. That's why I said Portland's always missing a 4. They should get Kevin Love. They should get Kevin Love. They should. They never got him. But Jeremy Grant, damn good. Damn good.
They just got to stay healthy, though.
So, they got to stay healthy.
Dame can't get hurt. It's over.
Oh, yeah. That's
Dame gets hurt, and that's
your one superstar team. Very tough.
Hey, well, that's his fault. You want to take all that fucking
That's what he wants. Yeah, that's the life he wants to live. And, hey, it's working. It's working right now. So fuck it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Bucks, too. The Bucks are just – they're incredible, and Chris Middleton is just coming back in, like, the next week or so. So I don't know. Oh, we're getting spam comments.
We getting spam comments? Oh, hell no.
This is a sick Negro.
Get the fuck out of my chat, spammy McSpammer. Fucking bot. But
the Bucks? Yeah, the Bucks are nuts.
The Bucks are insane. They're out of control. Even without Middleton, they're at least the second best team in the NBA. Bare minimum.
They're East favorites right now, I would say.
As long as they got Giannis.
Giannis is just, I need to see him live because he's just.
Giannis is probably going to be the MVP this year.
Nah, Luka.
But look at the record right now. Winning matters in the NBA in terms of MVP, for sure.
Giannis's numbers are bigger than Luka's numbers, and
that
they're
is
winning
true.
More. Yeah. And they're winning more. Giannis is getting like 30 and 15 a game right now.
Almost the average of a triple double, actually.
Somebody else that's going absolutely stupid right now, SGA. Averaging literally 38.4 points per game with, I think, something around 9 rebounds and 6 assists. Like, he's going stupid.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
That's why he's not going to win an MVP right there.
Are insane, bro. Absolutely insane. And I saw something of his, like, points, rebounds, assists. Right now, it's sitting at 40. I was looking at that as a bet earlier. But it's just, it's nuts. He is definitely the next up in terms of, like, I think growing into a superstar.
I agree, man. I agree. I think they're, I mean, the Thunder, I don't know. As a team, they stink, but, like, hey, SGA, he's it. He's it. I'll give it to him. He's him. Who else is super nice?
In terms of the NBA?
Actually, let's talk about who stinks. The Lakers. What's the Lakers' record? 1-5?
1-5, along with the Nets. Both 1-5.
Two stinkers right there.
Stinky.
And this
there's hope for the Nets. There's no hope for the Lakers at all to me. Unless they get Miles Turner and Buddy Hill.
But even then, like, what's the ceiling for the Lakers at that point?
They got a shooter, and then they got a five.
No, the Lakers are cooked, bro. I don't care really who they get. I don't care who they get.
Right now, they're actually they need a shooter so bad. Yeah. They're sitting there on open three-pointers, still shooting 26% from deep on open three-pointers. That's disgusting. There's nobody around you.
Yeah, hello.
They have nobody. I don't think one guy is going to make that big of a difference. So, like, it's sure, Buddy Hield, and then who's your next best shooter? LeBron or Miles Turner?
Terrible.
That's, like, nasty.
That's absolutely terrible.
They need a shooter in general.
Anthony Davis is shooting 19% this season.
Well, he's already
it's really bad. And he's already hurt. He's already missed two games, I feel like. It's all bad. You want to talk about who stinks? Also, the team across that shares the same fucking arena with the Lakers and fucking Clippers. Load fucking management. Called it on a bean. Hey.
Just another season for Kawhi Leonard.
This goes to show a couple of my theories were correct. You can't fucking sell the fucking house for one player. That's the first theory. The second theory, load management does not work in the NBA. It does not. If you think you're older, in my third theory, these old stars are cooked. They're fucking done. KD, Bron, AD. Kyrie.
AD's not even old.
He acts like he's old, goddammit.
Can I ask you guys something?
Kawhi.
If Anthony Davis never gets better, right? So, like, if we saw the best of Anthony Davis already, does he still deserve to be in the NBA top 75 all time?
Wait, he was in the top 75 all time?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Because you know why. Because he's teammates with LeBron James currently actively. That's why he was on the top 75. And he got one little bitch-ass Mickey Mouse ring. I'm not going to say KD is cooked. I'm not going to say KD is cooked.
You say KD.
He's not cooked. But his not his legacy, but, like, the team is cooked. If he doesn't get traded and he has to go out his whole contract with the Nets, his career's cooked. It's done.
Somebody
it's
said
done.
That Kevin Durant doesn't dominate games the way that he used to, though.
Yeah, he does not.
He just gets 30.
He just, 30. Yeah, I saw somebody, he just gets 30, and, you know, he goes about.
It's not that hot of a take, though, me saying KD is cooked, though. It is. Because he's playing bad. He's not playing good this year. You're acting like he's playing good or something.
He used to elevate everybody. They're 1-5. Like, KD used to be that guy.
It's not that bad of a take.
Get lifted up around him. But yeah, no, they gave Anthony Davis that off of potential. I agree. They wanted him to be a dynamic big and really change the game, and he just never panned out because he's just soft. Soft as baby shit.
These old stars are cooked. They're done. They're making way for the new boys. And Wembanyama, he's the next one. He's the next one that's going to take the reins.
I'm telling you. He could come in and be an instant star.
When you play every single game before he's even in the league televised, that's how you know when somebody's the next one. Wembanyama is the next one. I'm telling you.
And he's averaging 33 points this year.
Overseas?
That's KD plays
he's
on the Nets.
He's in the G League, right? He's in the G
I'm
League.
I'm talking
right
about
now.
KD.
Oh, KD.
33,
yeah, but
1-5.
Yeah, they don't like, he doesn't elevate his. He's got to because Ben Simmons is over there averaging 4.8. Doesn't want to shoot the ball.
I think the Suns are a very good team still. You know,
they suck.
No, they don't.
I don't.
They don't.
They're a good regular. They're a good regular season team. Cool. You got it.
I mean, they went to the finals
when?
two years ago, and then went to where did they go to the conference finals last year?
Well, no. Don't forget they lost by the biggest margin in playoff history to Dallas last season. Like, nastily. They lost by 60 points in that game.
Yeah, what? Like, they didn't go to the conference finals last year.
Well, they went past the first round. So you're going to call them a regular season team when they constantly win in the playoffs, too.
No,
they won that series. Yeah, I want to say Luka and them bounced them out in the first round.
I don't know. I think that was the second round.
They're not it.
I still think they're it. I still like Chris Paul. That's the only old star that I actually still fuck with is Chris Paul.
That nigga's bad luck.
Because Chris Paul, his game, it doesn't age because he doesn't get killed every game. He doesn't get he doesn't go to the rack all crazy and get fucked up down low. You know what I'm saying? So he has a timeless game. He can play till like he's 45 and not have a problem. I really do think that.
Oh, the Mavs beat Minnesota. Minnesota won, got out the play and lost to the Mavs, and then
yeah, the Suns definitely made it to the second round. But yeah.
Cool, they got smoked.
It did.
I think it's glorifying losing shit.
Jordan Poole is a cheat code. Golden State might run it back. I think Golden State could run it back. I definitely think Golden State could run it back. I think they will run it back. I don't know. The Bucks are going to give them some shit, though, this time around.
Yeah.
The Bucks are going to give them some fucking hell.
Yeah.
If Middleton's healthy, everybody's healthy.
Drew Holiday and Steph Curry is a great matchup. That's such
Drew
a great
Holiday's
matchup.
Going to slow him down to 28 points.
I mean, dude, it's Steph Curry. That's the greatest shooter of all time. I'm not saying that Drew Holiday is going to come out and stop him, but I'm saying if there's a point guard in the NBA that I would want to put on Steph Curry. Who else are you going to put on him besides?
Warriors got too much. Wiseman's playing too good right now.
Andrew Wiggins. He's been okay.
Andrew, that's all
they need
him
another
to do.
Big.
They just need him to play okay.
They're talking about Dwight Howard. Brady potentially.
Minnesota lost to Memphis, bro.
Oh, so it was the first round.
I don't fucking know, bro. Who will the T-Wolves ever be? Who cares? I really don't care. Would the T-Wolves ever be relevant?
No.
No.
Maybe in a year or two.
As long as Carl Anthony Towns is the number one option on that team, absolutely the fuck not.
Well, Anthony Edwards is fucking iffy, so.
I think Anthony Edwards should be the number one.
He's got to fix his efficiency. That's the problem.
Yeah, his shit's ass.
Him and RJ are like similar in that aspect.
He'll go for 38 one night, and then the next three nights he's going for like fucking 12 to 15 points. You can't do that.
I don't think Kat and Rudy can share the same paint together either. I think
that shit's nasty.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Minnie right now. I think they will make the playoffs, possibly, but I'm just happy Pat Bev is not on that team anymore. And now he's on the Lakers, and now he has a real reason to cry.
Yeah, double R, I feel like that wasn't highlighted enough. Like, we talked about the Warriors being able to run it back. They're 3-4 right now. Like, they're not playing their best ball right now.
That should go matter, bro.
I get it. But they do need it. They need another big. So, I don't know.
Best new addition to a team so far? Good question, I mean. Malcolm Brogdon, maybe. Deontay Murray, maybe. He's been playing good for the Hawks.
Oh, my God. I mean, the Hawks were going crazy, Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
Donovan Mitchell has been fucking wilding. I like Deontay.
I think he wanted to say Christian Woods.
Shut the fuck up. I just think he wants to say Christian Woods or something.
Jalen Brunson has been a good addition.
He's been a great
addition. He's been a great fucking addition. Thank you, Meech. Those are the three. JB, Donovan Mitchell, Deontay Murray.
That comment says if D'Lo gets unleashed, he's the best player on Minnesota.
He had his time. It's over.
No, he's cooked.
That's bananas.
Not even.
That's bananas.
I don't think so. I would respect it if the Knicks got bounced by the Cavs. I would respect it. I got mad love for the Cavs. I really do. I think they're mad good. I think they're really good.
What'd you say?
The Cavs are in more of a position to win than the Knicks, despite a trade. Like,
yeah.
That's why they went ahead and made the deal and sold all those assets, because they were in a spot.
They had where the depth, and they had the depth to do it.
If they got a superstar, then that pushes them into contention. If the Knicks got Spida, they're not contending. They need more.
Not necessarily, but I would say
you're going to giving up 45 wins.
Well, if you got to get rid of fucking RJ Barrett and you got to get rid of fucking all these young guys, like, that was our whole depth, Obi Toppin and all these guys for Spider. Like, yeah, you're right, Matt. But like I said, the Cavs had depth. They could get rid of Lauri Markkanen. They could get rid of all the other players that they had because they didn't need those players to win. They already had their core, and Danny Ainge was willing to take players from the Cavs that weren't going to change the game for the Cavs. But he wasn't willing to take players from the Knicks that weren't going to change the game for the Knicks. And was the difference. Man. And that was the difference in that trade,
Tax is real.
They fucking hate us. The whole league hates the Knicks.
Can we talk about the Knicks?
What do you want?
We can talk about them. What's up? I mean,
they're average. They're 3-3. It's just every year.
3-3.
Julius Randle, the fuck out of New York, bro.
He just thinks he's like... He plays like he watched LeBron highlights his whole life. And just like he's like, I gotta be that guy. I want to be him. And he just thinks that he's LeBron, and it's horrific, horrific.
I really rather him come off the bench and just let Obi start. Bro.
I need him and Fournier off of the team so desperately.
It's Fournier for me. It's really Fournier for me.
Is getting minutes
because Grimes is hurt. That's why.
Put Cam Reddish in.
Cam's getting minutes.
Cam's getting.
He needs more minutes than ever for you.
Cam didn't have a great game the other night, but then again, Fournier is just such a defensive liability. He's not even shooting that well this season, so I don't know. It's really bad.
We'll see what happens with the Knicks. We just played two really tough teams. We're in a tough stretch right now. We got to play the Cavs. We played the Bucks and the Cavs back to back. We were 3-1 before that. Now we're 3-3. Those are the two of the best teams in the Eastern.
Can you admit that RJ needs to like be more efficient, bro?
Well, his shooting
against
been,
good teams
been pretty
against
bad.
Good teams.
His shooting
he goes
been,
off of being shit ass teams. Right?
I mean, but then again, he gave Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero 38 at the end of last season. So
Pat, he hasn't had Hartenstein is a fucking dog. By the way, I fucking love Isaiah Hartenstein. iHeart is a fucking beast for us. I love that pickup.
He's been playing more minutes than Mitchell Robinson, which just doesn't make sense. Well, like, Mitch needs to step up better.
I'm going to tell you why he's been playing more minutes, because he's fucking foul trouble.
Mitch hasn't even been in foul trouble. He's just not
He was
playing.
The first couple games.
He's been getting like consistently 18 to 20 minutes a game.
iHeart is getting damn near just as many boards, and iHeart can score in the post. Something that Mitchell Robinson cannot do.
Yeah.
He cannot score.
He's a defensive anchor. That's what he is, but he's stay out of foul trouble.
But I mean, look, we got a tough schedule for the next four or five more games, and then I'm not worried about the Knicks. I'm really not worried about the Knicks at all. It's the beginning of the year. We got new additions. We're rusty. RJ doesn't always come out and start the season good. He usually ends the season good. So we'll see about the Knicks.
We need him to be consistent.
We do. I absolutely
but
do.
But then again, I don't know because watching them and I'm looking at it and we've won games where RJ hasn't been like sensational. So it's like, does he really need to sit here and drop 25 points if the Knicks need to win when Jalen Brunson's giving you 25?
I was saying that earlier. RJ doesn't need to score 25 for the Knicks to win nowadays.
But in the beginning of the season, what were you saying? RJ needs to be the number one. Was y'all not saying that?
I thought that, and I was wrong.
Yeah, but right now, if you're scoring, like, they're deep. They're one of the deepest teams in the league. Like, if you're scoring at that clip with him still being inefficient and not playing his best ball.
He needs to stop shooting 30 to 20 fucking shots a game.
He has not shot 20 to 30 shots. I don't believe that.
He's been shooing over 20 shots a game.
Yeah, he has.
He's been missing them bitches. But he's getting 20 points a game too, though. Like, he has been getting his 20 points a game, but like,
what is he averaging so far
this year? He's probably like 19 points right now, average, I would guess. He's had a couple under, a couple over.
I just want consistency from him.
I do too. And he was consistently good in the second half.
He shot more than 20 shots once this season. 21 shots against Charlotte. Otherwise, everything has been under 20.
Hero versus RJ, you already know how I feel about that, Double R. I don't even got to get into all that bullshit. I got RJ over Hero all fucking day long. The Heat fucking stink, by the way. Them boys is a stink show, and I think Golden State is going to dog the fuck out of them.
They're playing right now. They're actually up 3.5.
Yeah, I knew this was a fucking trap. Once I seen that Golden State was +1, that shit ain't make no fucking sense.
You just said Golden State's going to dog them.
I still think they're going to dog them, but if they don't dog them, it's a fucking trap.
You can't pick both sides of the coin.
Nah, I can.
Ed, we hearing this?
Get Siakam to the Garden.
Pay attention to the court when he starts talking about dumb shit like that.
Siakam to the Garden, that's not happening because we're not going to be able to get Siakam from
TD Garden.
From one garden to the other. All right, shit. Any other NBA questions, fellas? 4-0 Phillies. Damn.
Fills. That's
home. They're home though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. They play great at home.
They play great at home.
Okay, Ed doing his homework. Give it a clap up for Ed. Good job. I'm proud of you, dog.
I saw that on TikTok.
Hey, that's a great place for sports information, bro. Social media. People forget that like social media is actually a great source for like getting your sports information analytics. Now, sports opinion, it's not a good place. But social media is actually a good place for actual information on like analytics and stats. And yeah, the Phillies are great at home. You got it off TikTok. So what? You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Hell yeah.
At least you picked it up. What's going to happen in this series? I think it's going to go fucking 7. I think it's going 7. I think the Astros win ultimately. But
just be there. What? Second World Series they won? Or they lost the last one they were?
Well, they didn't make it last year. They won the year before that.
In the past 10 years.
Yeah. This will be the third if they won.
Didn't count because they were cheating or some shit like that.
It didn't, but it does.
It counted.
It's a bubble ring, you know?
It's a Mickey Mouse. But they are so good of a franchise that they didn't even need to cheat and they still would have won. I feel like that's how good they are. Honestly, they would have won without cheating. They really would have won without cheating. And they're proving it this year, you know, but the Phillies, it's in the world.
Got the magic right now.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something about the MLB. It's always a wild card team that comes from the fucking bottom, that gets hot as fuck, that winds up winning the whole thing. And if the Phillies win, I won't be surprised. I said this before the World Series started. I said, look, they are so hot. The Braves won out of the wild card last year. The Phillies were in the same position. They're hot. They're killing it.
They got
15 Bryce Harper
home runs in 6 playoff games at home. At home, they put on a show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised that the Phillies win the whole thing. I really, really don't. I really don't, bro.
What's that comment say? Would y'all give up?
Will we give up play calling duties if y'all were Bengals coach Zach Taylor? Yes, because you couldn't score more than fucking 14 points on the fucking Browns. So, yes, I would say so. You guys need to do something because y'all went from fucking Joe Shiesty, just Joe not so nicety.
Yeah. No. But Joe was able to give Joe Mixon 4 checkdowns, cashing our Moneyline Madness pick of Joe Mixon over 3.5 receptions for plus money.
Plus money.
Plus money. Just a reminder, you can get these picks in the Discord.
Yo, sign up to our Discord. Sign up at our Discord. I'm going to put the link right now. Watch this. DSC.gg/mosports. Oh, goddamn, I don't got my keyboard. I lied. Never mind, guys. But DSC.gg/mosports. I'm going to put a comment.
It's free, and we've been making money. Well, you know, we're making money in the NBA, in the NFL, some MLB picks that have been hitting the postseason as well. You know,
join our free Discord, please, guys. Please join our free Discord. It's so free. It's free money, and it's free bets, and it's a decent time. It's a shameless plug. DSC.gg/mosports.
Yep.
Completely free. If y'all want to get the exclusive picks, $25 a month. It's the least expensive pick service you'll find with the most experienced cappers. So why not? You know, shit. Fuck it. I got something crazy coming for y'all on Friday. By the way, guys, I got something fucking vicious coming for y'all on Friday, and I'm not gonna say nothing until Friday. I'm just gonna drop it on y'all heads. I'm atting everyone. I'm dropping it on niggas' heads.
For you, Jordan.
Stop tagging me in this shit. Get the fuck out the group, then, bud. If you don't. Oh man.
Any sex?
Yeah, Friday is gonna be it, man. Huh? What'd you say, Ed?
We got any sex?
Got any what?
Oh yeah. Any segment that you were thinking about that you wanted to get fuck. Out there?
What was our segment? The Start Bench Manscape, right?
Did we have a Start Bench cut?
We had a Start Bench cut, bro. What was it? Yo, Dimitri, what was the Start Bench cut, bro? I can't find it. I'm about to tell y'all right now what the Start Bench cut was. All right, got it. Start Bench cut. Brought to you by Manscaped. Brought to you by Manscaped.com. Make sure y'all type in code MOSPORTS on Manscaped.com for 20% off of all products in that order. And if you screenshot your order and send it to me on Facebook or whatever social media platform, we give you a free month of MoSports Premium as well. It's a great deal, and it's a bang for your buck.
Those premium picks for free. I mean,
premium picks for free. It's free, literal free money, y'all.
Your balls will thank you.
Start Bench Cut. Start Bench Cut, y'all. NBA edition.
Facts.
Ja Morant.
Kyrie Irving.
And
Donovan Mitchell.
I mean, that's...
What aspect, though? You got to put it.
What's the criteria right now?
Right now.
Right now. Taking... That's the criteria right now. Where you have to 2 weeks in.
Man, that's tough because none of these guys play defense. This is just straight bucket getters.
It sucks because I'm going to have to cut Kyrie right now. If the criteria is right fucking now, yeah, I got to cut Kyrie because he's just hasn't been getting buckets the way Spider and Ja has. Like I said, all three really don't play much defense. Honestly, the way Spider has been playing right now.
Wait. You said Kyrie hasn't been getting buckets?
I think
Kyrie fucking tripping.
I think Kyrie's still been getting his. They just suck.
Yeah, bro.
We're talking right now.
He's not
winning.
Now.
He's not winning.
We're doing that. We're talking about right now.
He's not winning. Right now, he's not winning.
No, bro. We're talking about their performances. We're not talking about the record.
That's part of the performance. Oh, my God. That's part of the performance for me. You got to finish with a W, man. It's all about W's for me.
That doesn't make no sense.
I mean, individually, yes, he plays great. But so do the other three. And the other two are winning. And he's not. Spider's 5-1. Ja Morant's 4-2. Kyrie's 1-5. And they're all getting the same amount of buckets.
I mean, what if you put Kyrie on the Cavs? What happens?
It'll be dog shit.
He can't
lead a team. So it doesn't really matter.
I mean, we all saw what he did with the Cavs when LeBron left.
Yeah, but he didn't have Evan Mobley. I mean, he didn't have Darius Garland sharing the backcourt with him. Like,
LeBron left. I don't even think he played after that.
He didn't. I capped because he got traded before Bron left. I don't know. I'm going with Ja Spider cut Kyrie. Sorry.
I don't know.
That's my hot take.
I'm going Ja.
I'm starting Ja. I'm cutting Kyrie and I'm benching Donovan. I'm telling you, Donovan Mitchell's way streakier of a player than we're seeing right now.
Like, yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm cutting Donovan Mitchell. Starting Ja Morant.
Like, D. Mitch hit, Kyrie. Like, what, 8 threes the other day against the Knicks? But he also has days where he could go 0 for 15 from 3. So, I don't know.
Kyrie couldn't lead in Boston. Good point, Meech.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. That's what it
is. Kyrie didn't fit in Boston, honestly.
He didn't fit the team. Boston culture more than anything.
I mean, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are their star players, so.
I don't know.
It could go anyway. Ed, what's your final?
I just said Donovan. I'm cutting Donovan Mitchell. I'm sorry, Ja Morant. I'm benching
Spider. Yeah, I went Ja Spider, Kyrie. You went Ja, Kyrie, Spider. And you are going
Ja, benching Donnie, cutting Kyrie.
All right, that's our bench. Manscaped, brought to you by Manscaped.com. Use code BOSSBOX. I'm going to answer this one question before we get off. Kadarius Toney to the Chiefs. It could be really crazy. I can't lie. Kadarius Toney to the Chiefs could be crazy.
A slap in the face,
but it could also be nothing.
It could absolutely be nothing, too. But I honestly think he's about to go off. He's going to fucking go off.
They use him like they use Tyreek Hill, yeah.
If they use him exactly like they use Tyreek Hill, so and I've been saying.
He does have similarities to Tyreek Hill.
Oh, that's all.
He does.
I'm going with what
now he's not on the Giants. Sure. Now he can play like Tyreek Hill all
I'm
of a sudden, huh?
For what oh, interesting. Play like that.
I think he can.
He could stay
I
on
think
the
he's
field.
Honestly going to get hurt or something.
The guy hasn't played a fully healthy season in his life. Like, literally not even in college either. He hasn't played more than 8 games in a
I'm
season.
Just,
that's
I'm just
nuts.
Saying.
That's crazy. Nah, that is crazy. It's fit real 50-50. It's a low risk, high reward for the Chiefs. And the Giants got some good value back. We got a third and a fucking fifth.
Yeah.
Something like that. Third and a fifth. Nah, good value.
People play different when they're in different environments.
Patrick Mahomes is going to bring the best out of him when he actually decides to play. I think he will be a fucking absolute stud if he's healthy. But yeah. Let's see. It's a big if. I think it works out for both sides, though. I really do. Robert Quinn to the Eagles.
He's a little
wow.
old, but that is a good. It is a good.
It's a good pickup. Yeah, you know, the Eagles just think they can get whoever they want, and you know
that's a great pickup.
It's a great pickup.
18.5 sacks last year, or some shit. Like that.
18 and a half. That's a crazy number.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
18.
That's over one a game. Really? I thought that he was on the downslope. I thought he was getting a little older the past couple of years, but I don't know. I guess he was on the Bears, right? So I guess. That's what happens when you're over in Chicago.
Robert Quinn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody in the group just hit on Marsh Harper and Baum home run same game parlay.
Yeah.
Wow. Respect.
Cheers. Whoever his name is, put his name in the chat.
What happened?
Good for him. Somebody hit... a Harper home run, Baum home run, and somebody else home run, same game parlay.
That's spooky.
That is spooky.
It'll be a good pickup now.
It's a good pickup. Now, he balled out.
Now he's probably not getting double teamed no more. He's not gonna be able to get double teamed no more. So
great pickup for the Eagles. Let's see what y'all can do, man. I mean, y'all got
to
stack.
You're in the best possible position to win. We'll see.
I don't want to hear no excuses. I really fucking don't. If y'all lose in the playoffs, I don't want to fucking hear it. I really don't. Man, y'all are set.
Eagles are set, bro.
One
and done, though, bro, in the playoffs, though.
It could happen. It could very well happen just because they haven't. The only reason why I think the Eagles could be one and done this year, and this is the only reason why, is because they haven't been put in a position of distress. They haven't put in a position where they've been losing and they have to come back, besides that little jag shit they did in the first quarter.
Didn't the Lions do
that? No, they've been ahead. The Lions were up maybe like 2 minutes in the game, but they haven't actually put a real hard fought game in the fourth quarter. You understand what I'm saying? Like, really had to earn it and scrap pull it out, ball, scrap, yeah. and come back and win. That's the only thing I haven't seen from the Eagles. Once I see them do that against a good team, who knows what could happen, you know? But shit, man. It's been real, yo.
Hey, shout out to everybody in here. 483 comments tonight.
484 comments now. 5 comments now. Hey, that's a record, y'all. That's a record. The views, the comments, everything was a record. I'm going to at everyone every fucking time we go live. Yeah. I don't give a
Moneyline
fuck.
Madness tomorrow.
I don't give a
be back.
Fuck.
We're going to be lit.
If you don't like it, I'm sorry. And I hope you the best. But I'm going to at everyone every time we go live from here on out because you got me chopped and screwed. All right? No Paul Walsh.
He won 18 grand off a $20 three-legger.
Who did?
That bet.
Yeah.
Was it, though?
$18,000. It was Ryan.
Ryan who?
Pensafollow?
Pensafollow?
Yeah, with the school.
Oh, okay, Ryan. Hey, he hit 18 grand off that?
$20 bet.
Off of 20 bucks? Oh, bro, he's got to give me that ticket. We got to post that ticket. Fuck that. We're going to post that ticket? Oh, hell no. Right.
The most sports tag in it.
Yeah, we need the most sports. Yeah, bro. We're going to put that on Twitter. Message him. I'm going to message him right now. All right, y'all. Yo, Friday, we got a big announcement for y'all on Friday. I'm atting everyone. You better pay attention because it's going to be crazy.
Yep. We'll
it's going to be crazy.
Moneyline Madness tomorrow night, talking Thursday Night Football. So tap in and for the best bets, Thursday Night Football. Like, come on.
One more. The Moneyline Madness tomorrow, betting. That's the best bets. And shout out to iMaine. We getting
crazy, bro.
You're getting sports betting in Maryland finally, bro. Yeah, shout out to Ryan. We're gonna take that ticket from him and try and blow it up for real.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, y'all. Y'all be good. We'll see y'all tomorrow on Moneyline Madness. We'll see you on Friday with my other announcement. Even Thursday on Moneyline Madness. Oh, and wait.
That's tomorrow.
It's Wednesday?
Oh no, today's
it's Tuesday. So stop telling you tomorrow. You ain't gonna be live tomorrow.
You're not gonna be live
Thursday tonight. And Friday. I appreciate y'all. It's been a real one. It's been fun. Love y'all, man.